This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
Hi, folks. John Potter with Jay Biggs, and we have guests. We have Wendy and Doug. They represent
TahoePaws.org.
TahoePaws.org, and they specialize in helping people who have lost their pets.
That is right.
And I invited them because there's nothing more depressing than to see those things that people tack up on the power poles. And there's so many that still get lost, and people don't know what to do or where to go when their loved pet disappears. Now, the boss, I got to tell you, boss doesn't want me to talk about cats anymore. He thinks I talk too much about cats. So let's make it about dogs, okay?
I specialize in dogs, so that's
there
perfect
you go.
For me.
Do you talk dog like me?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, every dog gets the same voice. It's not this voice. It's the, oh, you little doggy, you know, like that. It's like every dog's a two-year-old baby. Anyways, well, thank you, Wendy Jones, Doug Petrie, for coming in this morning and talking to us about TahoePaws.org. Just in a nutshell, either one of you, go ahead and just kind of outline exactly what it is you guys do at TahoePaws.org.
So we are a community animal response team for emergencies and disasters. And we are also animal search and rescue specialists for missing and lost pets, specializing in dogs.
Okay. So one of the first things that came to mind when I heard about this, and John kind of told me what you guys do, is I was thinking to myself, oh, 4th of July. That's got to be a big one for you. Because, I mean, when I was in Sparks, I used to have a house near Glendale Rock area. And as soon as those fireworks start going off, you'd see dogs running down the street like packs almost. Because, you know, dogs aren't used to stuff like that. So is this a situation, for instance, where you would help out?
Yes. My busiest time is New Year's Eve and 4th of July. We range from 200 to 300 phone calls during that time frame around a couple days before.
It's that big. Wow.
Yeah, it's insane how people don't secure their dogs. They don't think about what they should be doing to keep their dogs safe from those. And everything is more sensitive to a dog or an animal than it is to a human. So they hear it way before we do. They feel it. They sense it. So 4th of July, fireworks, gunshots.
Earthquakes,
cannons, yeah, anything, from avalanche control,
car accidents. They don't understand what's going on. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, besides talking about people who lost their pets, let's talk about how they can prevent losing their pets forever. First off, I got to ask you, because I think I got like three tags on my cat's collars of all these places. I think one is called Home Again, where you sign up, you give them a certain amount, like $50, and the tag has a special number for that specific animal, so that if they ever disappear or something, that people know exactly who to call. There's an 800 number. What do you think of those things?
I think that microchips and name tags are how we find dogs. I think that they're really, really important, and I strongly encourage everyone to have a name tag and updated phone number.
Well, here's
on both.
I got that, but the problem with microchips is people, when they find a dog or cat running around, they don't know what to do or who to call. They don't know about the microchip being. A lot of people don't know this.
Yeah, that's
that
so true.
If you find an animal, you take it to what? Washoe County Animal Services, and they scan for the microchip?
In Nevada, you're required to contact Animal Services because pets are property. So if you take someone's property, that's called stealing and theft. So my understanding, Lieutenant Petrie might be able to know a little more about that.
And lieutenant, because you were in
retired
law enforcement, right?
Well, I was a lieutenant for El Dorado County Animal Services for 4 years, and I was an officer there for 21 and a half years.
Okay. Well, you know, people, they just moved here. They don't know where to go with a lost pet or anything.
You can take
like
them
that.
To the vet, or you can take them to an animal services agency, and they can scan them.
The vets have all
the
equipment
to
scan?
Yeah, the vets have the microchip scanners. They install the microchips, and they can also scan microchips.
You know, they should make a tag that says scan me or something.
That's
like that.
That's what the Home Again.
They do.
Home Again tag has the number on there as well as an inserted chip. So.
Well, yeah, Home Again charges, I think, $50 a year. I think the microchip is free, isn't it?
No. They all cost money.
Oh, they do.
And then you have to renew them and update them every year for them to stay accurate.
Oh, okay.
we had a dog that we had caught that had been missing since August of 2021. And in December 2021, someone saw the dog up in the mountains, and we were able to snowshoe in and rescue him. And he was microchipped, no tags, which tags save dogs' lives. But the microchip was not recently updated, so it took about 10 days for them to be able to track down who the actual owner was. And he was finally reunited with his dog after, 4 months?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We have a lot of cases like that where we rescue dogs that have been missing for quite some time. Mm-hmm. The sooner they call me, the better, because I can get them on the right track. Most people make big mistakes.
It's hard to blame
those videos where the people reunite with their animals.
Yeah.
It's hard to blame the pet owners, because there are two types of animals. There are escape artists and the ones that are happy being at home. The escape artist animals, they spend almost full time finding a way, a door open a little bit, they're gone. No, it's true.
Well, I feel it like is. There's a lot of irresponsible pet owners as well, because when you're out in the backcountry or you're out hiking and walking, your dogs should be on leashes, because you never know if they're going to go after a chipmunk, a lizard, a squirrel, a rabbit. And they're dogs. They're wild animals. They're going to be doing wild things, and then they get confused and lost, and it just...
Well, certain cats, though, don't like being indoors.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm always letting the cats out in the backyard. I think they were born to be feral in a way.
They love to be outdoors.
Some of them, they're different. Some of them, they just don't want to be indoors.
Aren't those called tomcats?
Yeah.
So anyway, bring up, since you were in the animal control business yourself, sir, how bad of a problem is this with...
It's consistent. I mean, everybody has a county or a state or a local animal services, so there's a need for it. Then there's a need for emergency procedures like Wendy during the Caldor fire, for instance. As that fire raced from the Placerville area up towards South Lake Tahoe, where I was based, we had to evacuate that area. So okay. I called Wendy, and Wendy helped us set up a facility down in Douglas County. We just couldn't have done it without her and her organization. They set up this very elaborate system of security 24 hours a day. And yeah, it was incredible.
Wendy, how did you get involved? Did you have a heartbreaking episode yourself over a lost pet? Or
no,
how did this become your passion?
It's just become my passion, and I'm really, really good at it. Finding lost animals. I'm actually, it's just a niche I have, and it's an intuition. It's just what I do. For the Community Animal Response Team for Emergencies and Disasters, during the fire in 2007.
The Angora fire.
Yeah. I saw a need for having an emergency disaster team to help animals. So I've been working on getting trained and certified to do that. For the animal search and rescue part, I have been doing that for over 30 years. I'm very successful, and I help people all over the world, guiding and supporting them.
So you set up the emergency rescue shelters, like the Douglas County Fairgrounds and the churches. Okay, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, the fairgrounds is where that took place.
Yeah, that was huge.
We had close to 300 animals, and then we had approximately 175 volunteers that I managed with Lieutenant Petrie and his team. It was a very peaceful, calm, great scenario.
Yeah, there's a lot of havoc that goes on during that period of time. So we didn't know what the need was. You didn't know how many people were requiring to have their animals sheltered as they had to be evacuated. It was this process that was in flux. And, having Wendy there and our communications and her team and her vetted volunteers and the system that we had at that facility was 24 hours a day for almost a month. It was really exciting, terrifying, and to watch everybody work together. And like I said, our agency could not have done what we had done and been as successful as we were without Wendy and her team.
What's your success rate, Wendy?
I would say that I'm very successful. I can't tell you. I think in the last 6 months, we've had maybe four dogs we've not found. And I blame a lot of that to do with human errors, human instinct errors and mistakes, people calling out, approaching, following, chasing stray dogs, owners going and spreading their scent, trying to find their dog. Those are mistakes that confuse dogs and push dogs further away. A dog can go into survival mode quite quickly. And when you are trying to catch a dog, you're yelling, you're screaming, you're following it, you're trying to catch it, you're trying to corner it, you're chasing it, you're following it in your vehicle or other means, you're just pushing that dog further and further into running for its life, keeping its adrenaline going.
They're scared.
And into what's called survival mode, which is fear, fight, or flight.
Well, now you asked what the need was, John. And now, Wendy, you said there was, what, 300 calls?
Between over 4th of July week, we usually get between 200 and 300 calls.
I mean, that's more, just to put that in perspective, that's more calls than the city of Reno has gotten over potholes in the last month.
When I go on like nextdoor.com, there's so many lost pets. It's tragic. Oh. So to wrap this up, it's TahoePaws.org. So you're a nonprofit. So what do you need from people to help out this cause?
Volunteers or money? Or like,
so we are an all-volunteer organization, nonprofit, 501c3. And what our needs are is for monetary donations. We really need the support so we can continue doing what we do. The Caldor Fire cost us approximately $25,000. Every dog rescue I do is a minimum of probably $100 up to a couple thousand, depending on how long it takes, depending on the scenario, the situation. So we need to purchase equipment. We need a cargo trailer, a truck camper shell, satellite phones, outdoor kennels and fencing. We have monthly expenses, fuel, website, phones. So we need monetary donations. We need help with volunteering, funding, sponsorship, partnership, fundraising, and grant writing. Wow. We need a lot
of
support.
There's really a lot. You know, she's a force of nature, what she's doing. And, you know, she's got game cameras up. Those require batteries. Sure. You know, there's a lot entailed in trying to find
traps
these
are
pets.
Very
how big
expensive.
Of an area? Now you say Tahoe Paws. What? How much of an area do you cover?
I cover all over the world. I've been successful helping, guiding, and supporting people through the entire process all over the world. Boots on the ground when necessary and possible. I do the Truckee Tahoe area and all the surrounding communities. I've done Mammoth, Levining, Gardnerville, Markleyville, Alpine
Holy
County,
cow.
Kirkwood.
Full-time job.
Super I've done dedicated.
Reno, super Carson deep. City, Dayton.
Well.
Truckee and Tahoe are
all right.
Real big.
Wendy, Doug, thank you so much for coming out. I think it's a very worthy cause.
Well,
so,
real quick.
TahoePaws.org.
It's TahoePaws.org. Do you have like a social media or a number or anything that can
we do. TahoePaws and TLC for Furry Friends. That's the number 4 not spelled out. Is our Facebook and our Instagram, and then our webpage you can donate from or sign up for volunteering and get more information. You can also call us anytime. I'm best over the phone, not emailing, at 775-721-DOGS. That's 775-721-3647. And I just wanted to say that it takes a tribe to be successful, and we all have something to offer. So we really, really need our community's support, not only financially, but with volunteers and sponsorships.
Yeah, there's a need for what you do, helping to find the missing pets out there. Thank you so much, Wendy.
All right.
Nice meeting you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Wendy Jones and Doug Petrie right there from TahoePaws.org. We're going to be right back, John. We got a little bit of time before Bob Zaney comes in on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1 FM Talk.
Hello there, John Potter with Jay Biggs, live and local every Saturday morning, 9 to noon on this radio station. And yes, for the third Saturday now, the weather really takes top of our news. It looks so beautiful and sunny out there right now, but we have a new storm moving in, bringing rain. It looks like 8 o'clock tonight, we should start to see the rain. Winter storm watch is up for Tahoe tonight to Sunday night with high winds at the lake, which the National Weather Service says could even capsize small vessels. Whiteout conditions could hit the passes late tonight into Sunday morning. 2 feet of wet snow, This is the wet, this is the Sierra cement snow coming to the mountains. Tahoe will see up to a foot. Snow here in town, well, it looks like just the foothills to me. I think it's going to be 90% rain. It won't be much here compared to what we've had. And check it out. Our Sierra snowpack is now over 200% its average winter size.
Wow.
It's been a winter to remember or forget.
Hey, producer Craig wanted us to remind everybody, too, that Washoe County, Nevada Humane Society, ASPCA, and they all have free microchip events. We were talking earlier about
those.
Well,
that's what I thought. But she said
well, they are normally, but they have like events. You know what I mean? Like through it's like how
I thought they were free from the public. Yeah, I thought Washoe County Animal Services had them free.
Now, if you're adopting an animal from them, they come to you chipped as part of it. So if you adopt a dog from the Humane Society or the ASPCA, they have already been chipped when they came in for adoption.
Good.
So
good. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you don't necessarily have to do that home again and pay if you adopt, like you say, from them.
I think for $50 a year, if you live in an area or something, or you let your dog roam free, or if it is one of those escape artists you're talking about, which is, that is so true. You know, it's like
the coyotes out there are probably thinking, shh.
Yeah, I know. Right?
Don't tell them.
Don't say anything. Oh, my.
There's nothing like walking for coffee in the morning and seeing a coyote just walking by the other side of the street from you. I see it all the time.
I see that.
At sunrise.
Happens every morning in El Paso.
Also, it happens only once every 2 years. It starts in 2 days. Carson City is going to be abuzz for the next 4 months as the Nevada legislature starts their new regular session on Monday. As promised by the governor, and with Democrats in control of the State House and Senate, the K-12 schools are sure to receive big funding increases. I mean, we're talking billions.
Really?
Yes. Like 2 years, $5 billion bucks. The governor's budget includes a $2 billion increase for what's called the pupil-centered funding plan. State Assembly and Senate Democrats will push their proposal to spend $250 million for teacher and staff salary raises. How much total will be agreed upon for education depends on the new session. There will be a debate over school choice, which Democrats oppose, as Lombardo is going to push for more private and charter school support. Why not? They have a good success record overall. Other proposals include a 2-year plan to improve public education scores and graduation rates that would include reducing class sizes and increasing incentives for hiring more teachers. That's where the pay raise proposal comes in. Lombardo also wants to repeal rules that are now making it harder to discipline disruptive and violent students.
Well, you know, I don't blame those teachers for walking out that did at that school. Because
that
I mean,
closed Dilworth. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big deal. It's violence in the workplace. Is that safe? It's not. It's, you know, they should have some repercussions just because, you know, something's going on at home or whatever. You know, they got to have consequence. You know,
I never thought I'd see the day where every public school teacher in the district, we're talking Washoe County, is going to get an alert.
And a medic alert. It's all the old medic alerts from the old people as soon as.
I'm falling and I can't get up.
Yes.
No, teachers wearing a button around their neck that connects to either school office or police. I never thought we would see the day come when we had to do that.
Yeah.
Students taking responsibility is the best deterrent, I think, to violence. And the governor says the current rules make it harder to discipline those students. What discipline was given from the Dilworth incident? We don't know.
Right. But, you know, they say that there's going to be lots of new implements, especially that the superintendent for the school district, you know, said in the news the last week here that she's going to be implementing all that stuff. So,
if we'd ever been slugged in school by some student, they'd be banging on the door of that kid's house to talk to their parents. And that's how it was.
Right. Now, well, that's the old, my dad will beat your dad up.
Right, yeah. Well, rising crime and school violence, terrible. Okay, we got a break for Fox News. We have comedian Bob Zaney, who's performing or appearing in Reno. Not he's been in Carson City a lot, but he's in he's in Reno, folks. So he'll get us laughing. That's up next after we take a break for Fox News.
That's right. It's live right here with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
Okay, so a guy walks into a bar, orders 12 beers, and starts drinking them as fast as he can. And a bartender goes, "Why are you drinking so fast?" And the guy says, "You'd be drinking fast if you had what I had." The bartender says, "What do you have?" Guy says, "What, Bob Zaney?"
"No money?"
75 cents.
Oh, boy.
See, now that sounds like an old joke, but I've never heard that one before.
John, it's an old joke.
Okay.
And here's another one, because now you've set the tone, Jay.
Yeah.
A mushroom walks into a bar, and the bartender says, "We don't serve mushrooms." He says, "Why? I'm a fun guy."
There. A fun guy. Oh, right. Okay.
Waiter asked me, "How do you like your steak, sir?" I said, "Like winning an argument with my wife." And he said, "Where it is."
There you go.
Well, oh, my gosh.
Thanks for having me on the air. This has been a lot of fun. Right about now, I'm missing the delay. Anyway, this is going to be great, Jay. I'm excited.
Yeah, you know what, man? Finally, we got Bob Zaney in here live. He's not on delay. That's what kind of we were alluding to. He had two previous appearances on Live and Local, but they were both on the phone, and we could just not get those punchlines in. And I'm excited finally today to get this in live right here and local on the air with you, sir. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks. Well, I was in Carson City, obviously, and we got to mention Jimmy Fallon is at the Nugget tonight.
Yes.
And he's got a 10 o'clock show. I think there's some tickets left, but Jimmy's a good friend of mine. And this is the reason I'm here is because of the Nugget. But I'm actually at the Laugh Factory tonight, the Silver Legacy. So if you're not going to see Jimmy, come see Bob Zaney.
Well, let me ask you this, Bob. Are you conservative yourself?
I like to think of myself. I want to go down the middle, but I probably lean right a little bit.
Okay. I just had to ask because, I mean, obviously, you know, like Fela, you know, is very, very conservative and whatnot. So
yeah. But, you know, comedy is like a... it's interesting. Somebody said about Rodney Dangerfield, you just didn't know what his politics were, and you didn't.
But if you said you're conservative, you get no respect sometimes.
Okay, man, it'd be interesting. Okay, I did Rodney Dangerfield HBO special, and I worked for the man for 2 years. I booked his rooms in Las Vegas and Century City, and so I got to know him, and a very interesting guy.
I bet.
You know, it's hard not to be taking sides, like Jay is saying, because you got to joke about the news.
Yeah.
The news is funny.
Well,
it's a joke.
this Chinese weather balloon that's spying on us, it's shocking. And here's the thing that is really weird. The first time I heard about this spying weather balloon is on TikTok.
Yeah.
Did you get the joke?
No, I didn't. But
TikTok is spying on us, and it's Chinese.
Oh, well, yes, okay. That is the truth.
You know what?
Okay,
maybe
hold on.
The smart stuff shouldn't go over.
We should have a delay.
That's my own personal delay.
Yeah.
You know, this weather balloon was over, a surveillance balloon was over Montana.
Yeah.
This is Bob, now they know where our cows are.
Oh, my God. This is going to be trouble.
Is the thing Mandarin orange? Does it have chopsticks hanging off it? How do we even know it's Chinese?
Well, we don't. And I think it'd be really funny as if you saw migrants coming over the border with a big balloon bouquet, and that balloon is on there too. Because in that way, Biden was sure not to take it down.
Right, right.
No, Biden, he would give it a phone and food.
Biden is taking this seriously. He says he's going to shoot it in the leg. Now, come on.
There you go, John. Now, see, that's the kind of comedy we're looking for. Listen, it's going to be a big show at the Reno Fact. And John and Jay are going to be there tonight, so I'm very excited. Jay will be there with his lady friend. Would you call her a lady friend?
Yeah, I definitely would.
Yeah, and it's kind of like the great Mr. Limpet. He had a lady fish, but...
Well, I don't know if I would consider myself Mr. Limpet.
Mr. Limpet.
You got your glasses.
Oh,
the Don Knotts reference.
Oh.
Don Knotts reference. That's right.
I did a film in 1988 called Repossessed with Linda Blair, and I had a cameo. I was at a tour guide thing, and I was with my wife, and my wife was Karen Knotts. Don Knotts' daughter.
Oh, no.
So
she was on his TV show. He had a variety show. Right. I remember her.
Yeah,
wow.
And so, but that's my Kevin Bacon numbers, too, on that one.
You are on IMDb. I think I looked you up.
You got a SAG card, too, right?
I got a SAG card in 1984. I'm SAG after. I'm union, baby.
He was sagging before it was cool.
Good one, Jay.
And guess, by the way, I'm vested, too, so I'm guaranteed a pension. At 65, I'll get $200 a month. So
wow.
I can't wait to go out to lunch.
Oh, yeah, yes, for money bags.
Once.
So if you ever played this.
That's why he keeps doing the shows.
This Reno showroom before, what's the name of it?
It's Comedy, the Laugh Factory.
The Laugh Factory.
Yeah, where, the Silver Legacy.
It's the old Catch Silver Rising Leg- Star.
It's the old.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you played there before?
Only about 30 times. So thank you, John, for keeping on top of things.
You are the most sarcastic comedian.
Well, that's what my Dry Bar special said.
Well, the only
Dry Bar special says that. By the way, it's sitting at almost 5.4 million views now. Can you believe that? This kid from West Covina, son of a house painter. It's exciting.
See, I'm starting to think maybe the Carranos, the only person they paid for entertainment more than you is Aaron Lewis.
Yeah, probably.
Because that guy, he's in Reno every couple months, it feels
like.
Oh,
is he?
It seems like it. I don't know.
Well, you know, and that's the thing about you and John. John doesn't pay attention, and you do, and I think that's why you're a great team.
You know, you're better with the delay. I'm sorry.
I really am. But, you know, John, I completely agree with you.
What did you say?
Better with the delay.
Oh, I'm just hearing it.
Oh, man. You got any good cat jokes?
Cat jokes? I do. I can't do this one. It was on the Rodney Dangerfield HBO special. I auditioned for Rodney at the Improv. I'll never forget this. I did 8 minutes. And the next day, I'm sitting in his suite at the Beverly Hilton. We're going over the set. And he only liked 3 jokes. And but I still got the show. But one of the jokes was about a cat, which I can't do on this show.
Right.
But
did you ever do anything with Richard Pryor?
No, I never worked with Richard. I worked with a lot of them, though, like Milton Berle, George Burns. I did George Burns Comedy Week, which is a CBS series.
Oh, wow.
And Steve Martin was the executive producer, so I actually was hired by Steve Martin. This is like 5 years out of high school, and he was the whole reason I became a comic.
Were you ever on any of the Comedy Central roasts? Seems like you would be.
Drew Carey roast, okay. And I sat on the dais for the Rob Reiner roast.
Oh, wow.
And it was really funny. John, you're going to relate to this because I'm walking with Rob behind him and he's talking to somebody else and says his dad, you know, Carl, didn't want to be there because he thought roasts were mean. So, there
well,
you go.
They are, and they're extremely, I don't know if you're talking Comedy Central, but so obscene these roasts are now.
Well,
they're not like the family-friendly Dean Martin roasts anymore.
But do you know what was before that, John?
What?
Filthy, ungodly jokes that they would do all by, they would close the room and it was all men at the Friars Club. And I have a cassette of them and they were filthy.
Well, there's this ribbon on each other, basically. I mean, this is back
you know,
and
that's all roast.
But
it's
just
making fun of somebody.
It doesn't have to be filthy. That's what gets me. I can't stand the F word and all this. The Dean Martin comedy roast for funny.
What about the sheep dip?
We're funny. You don't need that.
Okay, John.
But you're clean.
Well,
I mean,
I have my moments.
Oh,
I like to think that I'm.
Are you clean comedy?
Yeah, I can do clean very well, but my Dry Bar special is that. But I also, you know,
okay.
I
can we expect
lines.
Tonight? What can? How about that?
I'm hoping laughter, but I'm sensing
what
from both
Bob
of you,
Zaney is going to show
I
up. Bring
John,
tomatoes.
I think John's going to walk out about 3 minutes in, and you're just going to turn to your girl, going, "I, you're right."
Yeah.
Anyway, it's going to be that bad. It's going to be that bad.
When you're on stage, are we going to get the delay?
You know what? I want to.
If you need somebody to come up. John raised his hand already.
I hate that.
No,
I hide my face.
I hate it, too, when I get pointed out. In fact, I was at the Laugh Factory in Las Vegas, and Louis Anderson, his last show he ever did, I was sitting in the audience watching it. Louis is an old friend of mine, and he pointed me out, which was kind of embarrassing, but it was nice. You know, that's an old Vegas tradition is, like, if you have like somebody else who does what you do, in the audience, you point them out.
Bob, I was 10 years in Vegas, and this taught me that what you do is the hardest, hardest job of them all. I used to do the opening. I was the comedy host at Catch a Rising Star at Bally's in Las Vegas. And I had some people who flew from New York to look into hiring me for radio. I mean, executives, and they were in the audience. I said, come on out. I'm hosting Catch a Rising Star. And they're in the audience. Well, the big name of that night was a woman. Her name was Pudgy.
Yep.
And she was an insult comic.
Right.
And after I did my routine and people kind of laughed a little bit, it's tough to do. Then Pudgy comes on and spends a half hour ripping me apart. And people were laughing and laughing. And the two people who were thinking of hiring me in New York City thought I was a big dip.
Because of that?
I never heard. Because of that. Right. So that.
Oh, you told me that story.
That brings me back to not wanting the comedian to pay any attention to me whatsoever.
By the way, I'm no psychotherapist, but I think we just got to the root of the problem.
That's the root of my problem.
Right there. It was that moment.
Pudgy.
But do you understand, if you really look at the big picture, there was a reason all that happened. And now you're here with Jay.
Absolutely.
What is the reason? I don't know.
Now you're here with Jay.
Yeah, well, you had to liaison me into my next portion of my career, I guess. I don't know.
Do you believe in fate like that, Bob?
I think everything happens for a reason. I think it was Socrates who said, "Isn't that sad? You both got quiet like I'm going to quote Socrates." Okay.
While Jay's looking up Socrates,
it was Plato who said, "I come in four colors and make sure you put the caps back on."
And Plato tastes horrible, too.
Yeah. And by the way, Dale Carnegie said, "When fate hands you lemon, make lemonade." Now, that's a good piece of advice, right, Johnny?
That's right.
Hey, here's some lemonade for you, actually. So Bob, when he arrived, dropped word on me. We're going to be giving some tickets away to your shows.
Why not?
Why not, right? So we got five pairs of tickets. That's 10 tickets total, five pairs of tickets. There's two shows that you can still go to. There's tonight, which is 9:30 p.m. at the Laugh Factory. There's tomorrow, which is Sunday, at 7:30 p.m. at the Laugh Factory. If you would like to go to either one, I want you to text right now, 775-884-9910. But let me give you this instruction. What I want you to do is text your first and last name and text 9:30 Saturday at the end of it or 7:30 Sunday at the end of it. The first five will win a pair to go and see Bob Zaney at the Laugh Factory. Once again, that's include your first and last name and either 9:30 Saturday or 7:30 Sunday, and the first five will win. So, hey.
This is exciting.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun time.
And listen, I want to do a Zaney report. I don't know what the time frame is.
Oh, right, let's do it after the break.
We're going to do a quick break, and then we'll come back, and the Zaney report
is up next.
Yeah, and great. We also, on Dry Bar Comedy, I did 11 episodes of the Zaney report in front of a studio audience behind a desk, which is kind of cool, so you can check that out.
This will be great. Folks, stick around.
Well, you thought the news report from John was fun. Just wait
John
for this.
Potter, Jay Biggs with Bob Zaney, and the Bob Zaney Report is next on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT.
775-884-9910 is our phone number to text if you want to win tickets to go and see Bob Zaney at the Laugh Factory. Either tonight at 9:30 or tomorrow at 7:30. Once again, include your first and last name and 9:30 Saturday or 7:30 Sunday on that text. The first five are going to get a pair of tickets to go and see him. But we are live and local in the studio with Bob right now. Thank you, sir.
And it's time for the Bob Zaney Report.
Yes.
Yeah, we call it the Zaney Report, John, but thank you for including my name because there is a bill Zaney Report, and I don't want to confuse the folks.
Right. Well, that one costs because it's a bill.
Yeah. Good point. Is this thing on?
Yeah,
ready?
There you go.
CNBC has canceled Jay Leno's Garage after 8 seasons.
I heard that.
It will be replaced by Hunter Biden's storage unit. Got some good news and some bad news. Here's the bad news in Cumberland, Rhode Island. The Department of Health said it could not confirm or deny a little girl's request to do a DNA test on a cookie believed to be eaten by Santa Claus. Here's the good news, though. They finally have a suspect of an unsolved murder of an elf in 1988.
Wow.
Now,
that DNA.
The first part, these are all real news stories. Yes.
Yeah. Paris Hilton gave birth to a baby boy and posted photos on Instagram. Paris Hilton has not named the child, but some of the names being tossed around include the Peoria Marriott and the Fresno Motel 6.
Well, as long as it's not the Reno Wells Motel 6.
No. And this is interesting. In Maine, the farm where author E.B. White wrote the book Charlotte's Web is up for sale. You guys know Charlotte's Web.
Yeah, of course, the movie.
Yeah. Here's a fun fact. According to the writer's maid, he was some pig.
Really?
Which is in the
yeah,
book.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, throw that one down.
In the book.
That one made it to air.
A sad note. You mean that wasn't delayed and cut out? a sad note.
Walter, maybe on the podcast.
It wasn't the delay that was a problem after all.
It was the joke. A sad note, Walter Cunningham, the last surviving astronaut from Apollo 7, has passed away at the age of 90. Per his wishes, he'll be buried in 10, 9, 8, 7, okay. 6.
Wow.
Really?
He never came clean about the truth either.
No, he. They were in a studio.
Right. Thank you.
They were actually
just like us.
In a studio apartment. That's how bad it was. They didn't have that much money back then. Hey, in Longport, New York, a homeowner attacked a general contractor with a baseball bat. Now, experts say if he was like most contractors and he left early or not shown up as promised, this would have never happened.
Right.
We've had a little work done, right? You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
And finally, let's end on this. It's a sad note. A landscaper died after a bee attack at his home. Here's the sad part. One of the attackers was his Aunt Bee on crack.
Oh, jeez.
And there you have it. That's his Zany Report on the John and Jay Show. Very excited to debut it here in a better situation than
yes.
over the phone.
That takes a special mind to compose those. And those are those. All Zany originals.
It really is. And it's so sad. It really is.
It's so sad. I don't know about that.
Is it still as hard to... This career, I knew I was personal friends with two comedians, and they were always on the phone looking to get that gig. It seems like there are 10 times more comedians than can make a living at it.
Well, my issue is it's not finding the work, it's the price, getting the right price to do the work. And it's not out of, I mean, I've done this since I was 15. I was on the Gong Show with Chuck Barris in 1977. Okay, and that's my first show, Jay, John.
Is that in color?
Yes, it was in color. Really? Your radio voice sounds really weird. Anyway, you don't sound like you're from Kansas City.
I'm sorry.
Kansas City, here I come.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was on the go, and I was pulled off stage by a man dressed like a nun with a big net. So you people can't hurt me, okay? But I want to get back to what you're saying. I equate what I do for a living, John, that what my dad did for a living. He painted houses. And every time he was done painting a house, he had to find another house to paint. Every time I'm done with a gig, I got to find another gig. So it's the same thing. I'm just not covered in enamel.
Well, let me ask you this, Bob. Where do you reside? What town?
Las Vegas. I'm in Vegas
now. Oh,
you're
now. In Vegas. Okay.
But I was born and raised in Los Angeles. I lived there until 3 years ago. I had to get out. California's gone.
Yeah. I used to do traffic reporting down there on KFI.
Oh, KFI. So, yeah. You know John and Ken?
I don't know them personally, but yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You do sound like you... I would listen to you.
A lot of comedians do radio. Remember Frazier Smith?
I was on KLOS in 1983 to '85 with Frazier, and I also DJed there at KLOS.
How about Frazier Crane?
Frazier Crane. I went to one of his sessions, and I didn't care for it. I think he was more screwed up than I was. Yes, that's go funny. Ahead. Keep testing me.
Right.
See if
right.
I can handle this.
Do you know? Oh my.
But, so, you know, we were talking, you know, I was talking about, like, celebrity sightings and stuff. When I left West Covina, where I grew up, to move to Studio City.
Off
the
10.
And I became the a messenger, and I delivered packages to all the studios, all the TV stations, all the radio stations, and I ended up working at almost every one of those at one point. But I would deliver, like, to celebrities. I remember I went up this hill in Bel Air, and there's this big mansion, and Michael Caine was staying there.
Oh,
and
wow.
I had to bring him a letter. And he's out front of the, and there's a yard with a Kmart sprinkler. You know, remember those little sprinklers that turned? And he was with a hose. And I'm going, you know, they're just human. They're just people.
Right.
You know, we really want to think there's something they're not. But he's with a Kmart sprinkler. Well, and nothing against Kmart.
No, you know what's funny? I mean, like, so one of my first jobs that I did in Kansas City, actually, was I worked for a security company that did, like, special events.
Yeah.
And so when we would have celebrities come into town, I would be the person that's with the celebrity throughout the day, like a private security.
Oh, that's cool.
Or, you know, like, guard their dressing room during right. the concert, stuff like that.
So how much theft actually occurred on your watch? Because I have a feeling this is why that didn't work out.
Well, no, it didn't work out just because simply I moved and I had to get a better career, you know. But
I did that for a while. I did security at the Forum. Okay. When I was like 19, they give us a T-shirt with the name on it, and we were like security. And I remember Ozzy Osbourne concert, and I was behind the band standing there, and it was so
right.
loud. I couldn't even imagine the people in front of the band.
So
they can't hear anymore.
I was
he
big.
Just retired, too. He said he's
he
not
retire.
Doing any more
Who?
Shows.
Yeah.
Now,
Ozzy?
One good thing I heard about your shows, they're never really all the same. You really change it up a lot. Now, that reminds me of Bill Cosby, God rest his soul. He played Reno constantly, and every time I went to see him, I went to see him like 12 times. Every show was different. It was always off things off the top of his head.
Now, let me ask you, is he dead now?
Well, his career is
coming up. Oh, okay, because I was going to say, I didn't know that.
God rest his soul. That,
well, yeah, that's basically.
I like the way you look at it. I can't wait till I leave the room and you say the same thing about me. Bob Zaney, God rest his soul.
This was Bob's wake.
Yeah.
Anyways, no. It's funny because you did catch me off guard there. I was wondering, like, did Cosby die and I didn't know? Anyway.
Well, I think we can put him to rest now.
You know, Frazier does stand-up, and he plays the Laugh Factory here in Reno. He's actually in Vegas this week at the Tropicana Laugh Factory.
Do you have, a residence in Vegas or anything that you do?
Yeah, it's where I live. Well, no. You know what? Get in your own show in Vegas. People have talked to me over the years, and I'm still, hopeful. But it's like getting a sitcom. It's really hard. I mean, I remember we did the HBO Comedy Festival in Las Vegas. And because we had the Bob and Tom radio show on Comedy Central and HBO.
Yeah.
So we were there. And we were competing with 185 shows.
That's
you know
tough.
What I mean? And those are the regular shows. And then they bring in a festival with more shows. It's hard.
Well, we got to wrap up.
We do.
Yeah. But once again, tonight, you're at Silver Legacy.
At the Laugh Factory.
And
Bob Zaney.
And you guys will be too. I don't think you're going to show up now, John. I think you're very scared.
7:30. I'll be there with Jay. I go
with bells on.
With bells, yeah.
So you know where he's at. You don't scare
him. Hey, John. God rest your soul.
Anyway, it's Live and Local with John and Jay, 99.1 FM Talk, Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. We'll talk to you next weekend, Northern Nevada.